All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete. Preach the Word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear my fathers, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the beloved Son, Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, our advocate, our counselor. We thank you for the gifts of healing, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for activating the gift of faith in the hearts and the lives of your people. Lord, let the gift of faith be activated as never before, the gifts of healing and the gifts of miracles as never before. Father, I ask in Jesus' name that you release your power in a great and a mighty way, that there be a mighty outpouring of your Holy Spirit to bring refreshing, to bring healing, to bring deliverance, and to bring restoration in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for releasing the anointing to heal those people that are suffering with migraine headaches. God, I thank you for healing people suffering with migraine headaches in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for healing bladder cancer. God, I thank you for bladder cancer being healed right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for arthritis being healed. Arthritis in the right hand being healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That rheumatoid arthritis being healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for releasing your angels to push back the forces of darkness over this area, over this region, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed. Thank you for the strong man being bound in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that are hindering people from hearing and receiving the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God, I just pray for a breakthrough. God, I pray for a financial breakthrough, a financial miracle. Lord God, you know all those that are in need of a financial miracle. God, I pray that you would grant it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, those that are seeking employment, God, I pray that you would lead and guide them, that you would open doors for them. And I pray, Lord God, that every need would be met, that you would give them favor with the hiring managers and those that are seeking promotions, Lord God, they would get the promotions in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you, and I give you praise, and I give you glory, and I give you honor, and the precious in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. As always, it's a blessing to be here with you to share the Word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God. God is great, and God is good all the time. To the first-time listeners, thank you for tuning in. I'm not typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight with no sugar added. Give you chapter and verse. And so if you struggle with something that I say, get on your knees, pray, seek the face of God, and allow the Holy Spirit of God to open it up to you. As you know, saints, you hear me say this over and over again, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. The return of the Lord Jesus Christ is imminent. There should be an urgency for us to get in place with the Lord Jesus Christ, to get in that position of fellowship with Him. God desires to have a relationship with His sons and His daughters. And as we get to the place where we're diligent and steadfast and abiding in Him and seeking that relationship with Him, God promises to reveal Himself to us. Amen. And I believe that as we look at what's going on in our society today, something that is missing is believers walking in a covenant relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. God desires for you to know Him as your Heavenly Father. You've heard me say over and over again, that to study the Gospel of John, you see the Father heart of God and understanding what the Father heart of God is all about. And you see how Jesus was submitted to the Father heart of God. You know, something the Lord gave to me several years ago is that we've been so busy trying to be men and women of God that we've never embraced being a son or daughter of the Most High God. And I find it amazing that when we look in the Gospel of John, you see how Jesus talks about the Father heart of God. And God wants to bring you into that fellowship with Him, that you might begin to acknowledge Him as your Father. Many people struggle with knowing Him as Father because they have issues with their earthly fathers. Many of you that are listening, you know, you might not have had a good working relationship with your earthly father. And it's hard for you to relate the love of Father God because you might have had a father who abused you or who neglected you or who rejected you, you know, or was just harsh. And so it's hard to embrace the Father heart of God. But God loved us enough to send His Son to die for us. And I tell people all the time, you know, God loves you. You know, and when God loves you, He loves you. And that's why the scripture tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's love, that you're willing to sacrifice your son. And that's exactly how much God loves his people. And God desires for each and every one of us to be in that place, to where we walk in fellowship with him, we walk in relationship with him, and that we know him as our Heavenly Father. And I encourage people to study the Gospel of John. Study the Gospel of John and allow the Holy Spirit of God to reveal to you and open up to you the Father heart of God. Because God wants to have a relationship with you. When you study in the Gospel of John chapter 14 and 16, you see the Father heart of God. When you study and you see, Jesus will tell him, when you see what you see me do, I'm only doing what I see my Father do. Jesus said, I can only do what the Father has sent me to do. I can only speak what he's given me to say. And because we are living in these perilous times, and we're in the series called It's Time to Press Into the Kingdom of God, that pressing into the kingdom of God is about pressing into the presence of God and having a desire and a hunger to know who God is as your Heavenly Father. You know, last week we left off in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we were talking about the gifts that God has placed in the church, and we were talking about the diversity of those gifts and how it is imperative for the church, if the church is going to move and operate in power and authority, that we embrace the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And we embrace what the Word of God declares, because the Holy Spirit says, when I come, I'm going to testify of Jesus. And understanding the fact that any ministry, any teaching that is not exalting the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to examine them, because it's all about who Jesus Christ is. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. And understand that when we talk about Jesus, because Jesus is the Messiah, Jesus is the Savior, Jesus is the Deliverer, and he's called us to walk and to follow in his footsteps. He tells us, go with me to the Gospel of John chapter 14. You're listening straight from his word, saints. You know, I'm passionate about God. I'm passionate about God's people. And in Gospel of John chapter 14, it's amazing that when we look at these particular passages of scripture, and I encourage you, study the Gospel of John. A lot of times when a person comes to Christ and they're a new believer in Christ, I say, study the Gospel of John. And pray and ask God to open up your understanding, that you might see what the Holy Spirit is speaking and saying. It says here in verse number 1, it says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He says, in my Father's house there are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And I will receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way. Now understand it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way. No man can come unto me, unto the Father, but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Jesus said, there is no other way. In order for us to get to heaven, we got to come through Jesus Christ. We have to come through Jesus Christ. Oh, man. And Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we'll be happy. We'll believe. And Jesus said to him, have I been so long time with you, and have you not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believing that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe me for thy very work's sake. You know, what's so amazing and ironic about this, when we look at this, at our earthly relationship and our relation, we have an earthly Father. His DNA. Woo, when I was growing up, think about it. You are a reflection of your parents. And Jesus said, I am a reflection of my Father. And here Jesus is saying, you know, your earthly father might not be standing there with you, but you are a reflection of who he is and his character through your conduct and your behavior. That's why as believers,
We call ourselves Christians because we're supposed to identify as Jesus Christ. And people are, when they see us, they are supposed to see a reflection of who Jesus Christ is. Did somebody get that? We are to be a reflection of the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it talks about, being a witness for him. I'm not talking about the Jehovah Witness. I'm talking about being a faithful witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, verily, verily, I say to you, he that believeth in me. This is powerful right here, saints. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Jesus said, you know what? You see me doing this. You see me healing the sick. You see me casting out devils. You see me raising the dead. You see me feeding folk. He says, you shall do greater works. So my question is, where are the greater works? Now, if you look at our contemporary churches today, we think the greater works are the food programs and the multi-million dollar buildings. Those are all nice and dandy. Those are okay. But when you look at the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, this ministry was about deliverance and healing and setting the captives free and bringing people into a place to where they have a relationship with God the Father. The whole purpose of Jesus coming and dying on the cross at Calvary was to pay the ransom price for sin, to be the perfect sacrificial lamb, and then for us to be reconciled back to God the Father, to have that unbroken fellowship that Adam and Eve enjoyed before the fall. I wish somebody would say amen. And Jesus said, you're going to be equipped to do greater works than these. And he said, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And you know, a lot of times, you know, with the faith preachers and the charismatic preachers, they use this to say, well, keep asking God to bless you and to make you a millionaire. But I contend that as we are walking in fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, we even pray and ask God to meet our needs and supply all of our needs. But as we begin to pray and ask God to anoint us, and to give us souls and to provide divine appointments for us to be able to minister the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, or to bring people into our lives that we might be able to make a difference, that through our testimony that they might be drawn to Christ, that we might bear fruit for the kingdom of God, that we might pray, Lord, we need more of your power. God, we need you to see people delivered and set free. And that's what the gifts of the church is all about, because it talks about, and none of this can be done truly without the power of the Holy Spirit of God. A lot of what we've seen taking place has been done by the wisdom of man. But I'm praying that God would anoint and raise up a church and churches that are spirit-filled, spirit-led, messianic congregations, Jew and Gentile worshiping together, walking and flowing in the power of the Holy Spirit of God, to where there's genuine repentance and conviction of sin, that people's lives are changed, that people are delivered and set free, that the power of sin is broken over people's lives, and people begin to walk in liberty and victory in Christ Jesus. For too long, we have relied on the wisdom of man instead of the power of God. The church was established in power. And I'm praying that God will begin to use us in that place, and that he would raise up believers that can be used like that as never before. And Jesus goes on to say, now look at this in John 14, verse 15. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. This is how we prove we really love God. And this is where I believe the contemporary church is struggling, because we are rebellious and disobedient, and we're not doing it God's way. I believe part of the problem that we're seeing, why we're not seeing the manifestation of the power and the glory of God and people being delivered and set free in the churches, is because we've been disobedient, we've been rebellious, and we've not allowed the Holy Spirit to run the church, to lead the church. When you study in the book of Acts, people, the church was a spirit-led, spirit-filled church, and the apostles were yielded vessels. And the Holy Spirit was able to flow through them, to work through them, to bring healing and deliverance, and to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, to proclaim that Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Messiah, he was the promised anointed one. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That word commandments means prescription or divine instructions, by the way. And he said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that may he abide with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth. You know, we need to spend some time talking about the Spirit of Truth. There is so much deception going on in our world today. There is so much deception going on in the preaching and teaching in the church today. And believers can't discern. They have no idea what the truth. The truth is found in God's word. And anything that you hear outside of God's word, it has to be measured against God's word, whether or not it is truth. And we have allowed the devil to deceive us and to embrace lies that he has whispered into our souls. And we've allowed the media to tell us what life is, when life is found in Jesus Christ and doing it God's way. And anything that is not God's way, any law or policy that contradicts God's law and God's word and God's standard, is a lie. It's from the pit of hell, and we don't have to embrace it. We don't have to accept it. But we have fallen in love with the spirit of the world, and we've allowed the spirit of the world to dictate how we do church, how we fellowship, how we praise, how we worship, how we dress, how we conduct our marriages and our relationships. But this is where the Holy Spirit comes in. He says, but when the Spirit of Truth has come, he says, the world cannot receive, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Because when you're born again, you're converted, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in you. So we have the Spirit of living God dwelling on the inside of us. This is separate from the baptism or the immersion of the Holy Spirit for service and for ministry. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me, because I live, you shall live also. And he says, at that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Now, what's so amazing about this, when Jesus was talking about this particular passage of scripture here, he was talking about his ascension, and he said, when I get back, and he had told them, when I'm seated at the right hand of the Father, he said, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit back. And this is going to be a confirmation that I am the Lord of Lords, that I am seated at the right hand of the Father, that I am the high priest and the intercessor, praying and interceding for your victory, for your deliverance, for your healing, for your restoration. He said, and that's what the day of Pentecost was all about, saints. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the outward manifestation of speaking other tongues that the Holy Spirit gave utterance. The immersion and the baptism of the disciples and apostles with power and authority. And Jesus said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is he that loveth me. Jesus said, this is the fruit of whether or not you truly love me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him. And look at this. Come on, saints. Highlight this in your Bible. He says, he that hath my instructions or my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Jesus said, if you're loving me, you're going to be obeying my word. My question is, has the church, has the body of Christ, have we truly been obedient to God's word and to God's instructions? Wow. That's what I'm saying right there. Come on, somebody. And Jesus said, and this is how your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ grows, is through obedience to his word and to what God has given us to do. We're talking about his time and presence to the kingdom of God. And he said, I will love him and I will manifest myself to him. And Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that you will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, come on, somebody. He said, if a man love me, he will keep my words. The Bible, Genesis to Revelation. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode him. We will dwell with you. Saints, this is powerful. Highlight this in your Bible. I want you to pray and ask God, Lord, give me a spiritual understanding of what this means. Because, Lord, I want to experience this. I want to experience your presence and your power operating in my life. I want my family to experience this. I want my friends, my relatives, my neighbors to experience this relationship. Because, see, what Christianity is all about, a relationship with the creator of the universe, with the Lord God Almighty. It's about being a son and daughter of the Most High God, the highest honor that we can have. Because we bow the knee and we acknowledge that we were sinners in need of a Savior. And when we confessed our sins and we asked the Lord to come into our lives, to be our Lord, to be our Savior, and that we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died and rose again on the third day, then we have that revelation. And it's about a relationship. No Christian should be suffering with anxiety and loneliness. Many believers out there struggle with being rejection because they were rejected by their earthly fathers or their mothers, or they've gone through relationships where people have rejected them. But you've not been rejected. You've been accepted in the beloved. And if we take our eyes off of ourselves and begin to think about the goodness of God, how God loved us enough to make a way for us to be forgiven of our sins and our transgressions, to be forgiven of our rebellion and our disobedience. That alone will begin to fan the flame of loving God and having a desire to seek him, to know him, and to be in a covenant relationship with him. Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my words. You want to hold on to him like their dear life. Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. People will call you a fanatic because you say, you know what? I choose to live by the word of God. I choose to abide by the word of God. And he said, my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode. We're going to dwell with you. We're going to hang out with you. We're going to chill with you. You're going to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we love you. Saints, that's powerful right there. And he that loved me not, keepeth not. And look at this now. He that loved me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world giveth, give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again to you. If you love me, you will rejoice. Because I said, I go unto the Father, and my Father is greater than me. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me, but the world may know that I love the Father. As the Father gave me a commandment, even so do I rise. Let us go hence. It's all about being in relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me here, Straight Word Christian Ministry. I need your prayers. I need your financial support. Be praying for your pastors and your leaders. Be praying for your families. Their hearts are open to receive the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Know that Jesus Christ, his Lord's return is imminent. Saints, be praying for a greater anointing for prayer, that God would pour out his anointing upon you to pray and intercede for those that don't know him. I love you. Jesus Christ is Lord. His return is imminent. Shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, their address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle.